Two people, three questions, one possible outcome.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out on Star 102.5.
It's our mini blind date segment here on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt show, where we just have two random people off the phone that are just looking for a date.
Yeah. Are up for it.
Yeah, see if we can match them up here this morning. We have Sonia on the phone. We'll start with her first. How you doing, Sonia?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? It says here you're 29. What else?
Sure. I live in Ankeny, and I'm a teacher, but I don't teach there.
Okay.
Let's see. What else? I love dogs. Okay. I'm a big animal lover, and I love to sew.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah, I actually make clothes for my dog.
Yes, very nice.
Well, what kind of outfits do you make for your dog?
I make like little sweaters. I crochet too, so okay. I make like little sweaters.
Oh, that's nice.
That's cute. Okay.
And then this year, I made a little Halloween costume for one of my dogs.
What is it? What are they going as?
She's like a little angel with like little white angel wings and a little skirt. It's really cute.
Very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Very talented. Okay. All right. Now, let's meet Drew. Drew, you're 24, right?
Yeah, hey.
Hey. All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Drew.
All right. Well, I live in Newton, and I have a job downtown. I work for one of the big companies there, but I think I'll just keep it off the air for now.
Sure.
I do a lot of CrossFit. I cook, that's kind of between my job, my CrossFit cave. And
yeah, of course you cook if you're a CrossFitter. You guys are always food prepping. If I see one more picture about your Sunday, food prepping for the week.
Uh-huh. That's right.
But that's okay. Hey, you know what, Drew? That's great. That's great. You take care of yourself. That's awesome.
I like it. A CrossFitter and a sewer.
Yes. This is nice.
I like his voice. Drew, I like your voice.
Oh, okay. We're already off to a good start.
All right.
Look how easily impressed we are.
So this is how this little mini date works. We have three questions. We're going to ask you them one at a time. We'll get each of your answer. After each question, you'll get an opportunity to hang up. You know, we'll give you a 1, 2, 3 count. If you're done, you're like, not into this, you can hang up, or you can keep going. If we get through all three questions and both of you are still on the line, we're going to send you out to lunch together, okay? Make sense?
Great.
All right,
yes,
Kurt. Yeah, Kurt, you got our first question. Go ahead, and we're going to ask Sonia first.
All right, Sonia, what's the first body part you wash in the shower?
Oh, I didn't know where you were going once I heard body part. I think everybody probably does the same thing. I start with my face. I always wash my face first and then shampoo my hair and kind of do the, you know, from head to my toe.
Okay, top down approach. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. All right.
Letting gravity take care of
it. That's right. The soap runs down. I like it.
Yes. All right. How about you?
Oh, man.
Yeah, how about you, Drew?
The first in the shower, my strategy is I wash my butt first.
After CrossFit.
It makes sense. It's like, I get it taken care of. It's the dirtiest, so I get that out of the way. And okay. Everything else kind of, you know, can get cleaner because you got the dirtiest out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, I get it because you're anxious. You're like, what's the filthiest part of my body? Let's get this done.
Right.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
But on the other hand, then you got, like, butt soapy hands washing the rest of your body of the shower.
There's soap and stuff. But okay. Yeah, I could.
All right, there's rinsing.
Well,
I got
there's
you.
There's rinsing.
I mean, this all depends on how well you do the job, I guess, right?
Right, yeah. Which we don't have to get into too many details. Okay.
All right. Well, we got that question done. All right. On the count of three, if you want to hang up, feel free to hang up and we'll be done. Or hang on the line. We'll go to question two. 1, 2, 3.
Sonia?
You there?
Hey, I'm here.
Everybody's
here.
Okay.
Hey, all right.
Colleen now has question two. Call.
All right, Drew. How often do you talk to your mom?
Oh, like every week or two, probably. Just on the weekends. Okay. And if we don't, it's not a major thing, but probably every week or so.
Okay.
Cool.
Right. And what about you, Sonia?
That's funny. I was just telling somebody about this the other day. I don't know if I'm strange, but I talk to my mom every single day. Sometimes 2 to 3 times a day.
Oh.
We're okay. Really close.
Oh, I guess. Oh.
Okay.
That's a lot. Now, do you live a distance, or are you in the same town?
No, she lives in Florida.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
To be honest, you guys, though, even though I'm almost 30, I'm pretty sure my mom's convinced I'm going to be, like, murdered by a Craigslist killer or something.
So she's checking in on you, Dave.
Yeah.
I got like, we don't talk as much as I think she just likes to make sure I'm still alive.
Okay. I'm sure she's loving this segment.
Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. Question 2 down on the count of 3 again. You can hang up if you'd like or move on to question 3. 1, 2, 3.
Are you both there?
I'm here.
Still here.
Okay.
Oh, hey. All right. We did better than last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Final question here. We'll start here with you, Drew. Do you dress up for Halloween?
Yeah, I do. I love Halloween. I go all out.
Okay.
Last couple years, I went down to the Court Avenue for the big party. I don't know if you saw on Instagram or anything. I was the guy in the Trump costume and the sign, and to the right, there's a cat, and it said, grab him. You know, remember the picture of the
grab
cat?
Him. Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God.
Okay. I might have actually seen that.
Yeah, right? That's pretty funny. Oh, and then the year before, I was B.B. Schwing.
What?
B.B. Schwing? What was that?
B.B. Schwing, well, B.B. King had died, so I dressed up as B.B. King, but with an erection.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Did people get that?
I'd explain it really quick, but people get it right away after I.
Okay, after you explain it. Okay. Oh boy.
BB Schwing.
Okay.
Okay, Sonia, how about you? Do you dress up for Halloween?
Yeah, no. Other than my little angel dog costume for my puppy.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Halloween is for kids and pets. And I think it's so cute. I'm a teacher, like I said. So when my students dress up, I think it's so cute. But honestly, I don't know. I think adults should be at home, making sure everyone's safe, handing out candy, like being grown up. So I'm not into dressing up like an idiot. Nope.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's our 3 questions, and now one more chance for you guys to hang on the line. We'll count to 3 again. If you're both there at the end, we're going to send you out to lunch. 1, 2, 3. Sonia? Drew? Yeah, they're gone.
Aww.
I thought it was going well.
It was for a little bit.
I feel disappointed.
I kind of do too.
I thought we had one. Halloween killed it.
Yeah, he sounded like he had a lot of fun with Halloween, and she was not into it.
She said, "Dress up like an idiot."
Yeah, I guess we should have seen that coming. Why do I feel so disappointed right now?
I know. Can we use the lunch gift card for us?
Tired of Tinder?
Bored with Bumble?
Mad at Match?
If you want to take a chance on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out, call our after-the-show hotline at 309-4270.